working on developing code to calculate self force in supercomputer space time. And now we got, we've got code for this, and we can calculate self force. Maybe although there are several several points to be improved in my code. Anyway, based on the result of my code, in this talk, I'd like to talk about self force correction in the orbit. And this is the outline of my talk. And first, I give a brief summary of my code. So in our code, we consider band or eccentric orbit in Schwarzschild spacetime, and for to calculate metric perturbation in Lorentz gauge, we prepared we prepared double null coordinate like this, and take a uniform grid space, and to evolve the field equation, we use fourth order finite difference scheme. And for self force calculation, we use model sum scheme. And this is one example of our code. And for fixed orbital parameters, we can obtain each component of self force as function of time. And based on this result, in this talk, we consider self force correction in in orbit, especially periapsis advanced. As known well, in Newtonian gravity, bound orbit is closed like this. But in GR case, orbit is it is not the case, and this is not periapsis point, but periapsis also shifted. And this is this can be described the ratio of two orbital frequency, radial frequency and azimuthal frequency. And in Newtonian case, of course, this is one unity, so it's closed. But in GR case, this ratio is not unity. And the difference from unity of this ratio corresponds to periapsis shift. And in this main topic in this talk is how much self force affect this periapsis advance. Okay, so in the next two slides, I would like to briefly review periapsis advance in geodesic case. So now we introduce a radial phase parameter chi like this in the same in the similar manner of Newtonian case. And by using this radial phase parameter chi, we can express an equation of motion. Just here, just T component of T and phi component of equation of motion, like this. Yeah. By integrating dt d chi from 0 to 2 pi, we can obtain radial period. And on the other hand, integrating phi, d phi d chi, we can obtain the increment of radial phase during the one radial period. And we can define a periapsis advance equal delta phi minus 2 pi. And if delta phi equal 2 pi, it means periapsis advance vanished. And this This is the case in Newtonian case. But now we go, if we consider in general relativity case, this is not 2 pi and periodic advance is appeared. Okay, so next we consider the self-force correction in periapsis advance. But before I consider this, I would like to introduce conservative part of the self-force. Here we define conservative piece of the self-force as a self-force derived from the symmetric field, half defined by half retarded and half advanced field. Like this. And now we consider in Schwarzschild case. And in Schwarzschild case, there is a symmetry of the geodesic with respect to change the sign of chi and p and phi. And by using this symmetry, we can obtain retarded self-force and advanced self-force like this. So by using this relation, we can re-express conservative force conservative force as the symmetric part for radial component and anti-symmetric part for p and phi component. So we can derive conservative part by using this relation. Okay, so now we consider conservative self-force correction in periapsis advanced. First, we consider correction in energy and angular momentum of the particle by integrating t component and phi component of the equation of motion. We can obtain shifted energy and angular momentum like this. This E naught and L naught represent geodesic case. And the next two terms shows corrections induced by self force. And this correction terms can be expressed in terms of integral of the force, conservative force. And then, by using shifted E and L, we can calculate the increment of phi orbital phase by integrating d phi d chi 0 to pi, 2 pi. And expanding the integrand around expanding integrand around geodesic value of E and L, we can obtain this form. And the first term corresponds to geodesic term of the increment of orbital phase. And second term corresponds to self-force correction. And this term can be expressed by double integral of self-force, like this complicated form. And this is an example of this conservative correction. So, horizontal axis shows P, and vertical axis shows the self-force correction of the periapsis advanced. And blue, pink, black, and red lines correspond to eccentricity equals 0, 0.1, 0.2, and 0.3, respectively. Sorry, pardon?
What do you mean by the axis advance when the eccentricity equals 0?
Is it a
Yes. Sold.
Yes. Okay.
This is just a showing the result. And for check of our calculation, next we try to compare our numerical result with post-Newtonian result in circular limit. And to do that, we introduce another value called capital W. It's defined ratio of two frequency, a square of ratio of two frequency. And cell force correction in W can be related to our periapsis advance delta SF like this. And also, this corrections can be obtained in post-Newtonian schemes by Damu. And now he showed second post-Newtonian form and third post-Newtonian form. And now by using this relation and our numerical result, okay, we can compare these two results. And this red point shows our numerical result. And green one is second post-Newtonian form, and blue one is third post-Newtonian one. And for large radius, of course, this is our numerical result. I agree with third post-Newtonian formula, okay? But as expected, for small radius, the difference becomes large. But if you get a higher post-Newtonian formula, I think this line get close to our numerical result. Okay, finally, I'd like to comment to dissipative effect on periapsis advance. So far, we consider only conservative cell force effect. But in reality, of course, orbital parameter change on time because of dissipation. So exactly speaking, we have to consider also dissipative effect. And even in this case, we can define the increment of orbital phase by integrating d phi dt over two consecutive turning points, t1 and t2. And expanding the integrand around midpoint of t1 and t2. Now we note p bar and e bar. Then we can obtain this formula. And we can show first term corresponds to conservative part up to order mu. And second and third term, these correspond to dissipative part. And we can again show these two parts affect only at the order mu square. So if we consider order mu at the order mu, this the increment of total true increment of orbital phase can be described just conservative shift and geodesic case. So, and it shows dissipative effect doesn't affect the periapsis advance explicitly, but just through the time evolution of P and E, orbital parameters. Okay, so let me summarize my talk. So in this talk, we consider the self-force correction, the periapsis advance. And we obtained finally periapsis advance in this form. And also we can show we showed a dissipative effect. Dissipative effect is at the higher order correction order mu square. And future works is yes, now we are considered to compare our numerical result to other methods. For example, numerical relativity or post-Newtonian method or effective one-body method. And now we show two cases, circular limit and eccentric orbit case. For to compare our result to other methods, we have to consider gauge invariant variable, because now we obtained a periapsis advance the function of P and E. But P and E are also gauge dependent, so we have to replace this parameter to gauge invariant variable to compare the other result. For circular case, periapsis advance can be described as a function only one orbital parameter p. So we can use the angular frequency instead of this p, and we can compare our result to other method, numerical relativity or post-Newtonian method. On the other hand, eccentric case, the periapsis advance can be described as a function of two orbital parameters, P and E. And now currently we have two gauge invariant, just periapsis advance and radial frequency. And if we want to compare our results to other result, we need another gauge invariant. So one candidate is UT, it's a steep gauge in his circular case in self-force calculation in which we are gauge to compare the numerical post-Newtonian method. I didn't say the detail of these topics, but I think Leo will talk about this the details of these topics on his Tuesday's talks. That's all. Thank you.